Welcome to Dish Nation!
Monica said the boy is mine and the booty is too.
And Amy Grant was granted, which she didn't make. You're not gonna believe this.
Plus, later, I'm talking to Miss Dionne Warwick and all the stars at the Urban One Honors. But what's up first, Brad?
Okay, Gary, season two of the reality show The Family Stallone just premiered, and it features Sly along with his wife and three adult daughters. Well, his middle daughter, Sistine, who's now 25, made a surprising revelation during a confessional about her dad's parenting. She said, "He made us practice pepper spraying each other. Oh my God, that's so bad. He put a little knife in my backpack in fourth grade."
Crazy time in a crazy city. You gotta do what you gotta do to make sure your kids is good.
That sounds like good fatherhood to me.
Yeah.
Let me equip y'all so that you guys know what to do in case you get into, you know, a situation.
But pepper spray, you could blind the next person.
I hope they didn't actually let it loose.
I prefer the pepper spray than the knife, because with the knife, okay, if somebody hit you, you supposed to stab them?
Yes.
It's more so like if somebody like runs up on you on a train, public transportation, not like a schoolmate.
Okay, she could have gave us the rules that came with the knife.
The other thing too is like, you guys know Stallone's a very famous last name, and so it's like if somebody tries to scoop one of those kids up, they need to know the pepper spray and they need knife.
That's true.
My mama always told me though, if I ever got in a scuffle, I better beat their ass or she gonna beat mine. Though.
And that's mine
too. Like, you better beat that. If you don't beat them up, my mama.
The last time I got bullied at school, just like if you come back here scared and you don't beat them up, I'ma whoop you.
Period.
That's right.
I beat their ass.
Okay.
All right, well, Lady Gaga's also moving into a new arena, and that's gaming. Now, she was just announced the headliner for season two of Fortnite Festival, for those who ain't gamers like that. The festival is a rhythm game within the actual game in the Fortnite world where players can perform Gaga's hit songs and buy recreations of her recent Chromatica era costumes.
Cute.
And, you know, now that I see her name behind her, I can tell this is Lady Gaga.
I
didn't know
it
at first.
Oh, there we go.
Now that looks like her.
This is perfect for her.
I don't know. Are you guys up on Fortnite? Do you know like how big Fortnite is?
I'm up on paying for it because my younger kids be like, "Yo, Dad, they just came out with new back bling for blah 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 blah." Oh, there's a new emote that you gotta buy.
Right.
It's like it's a money pit that never ends. I even get sucked into it too, and I don't even play the game.
I remember they did a Travis Scott concert in the video game a few years ago. Like you're a person with like a gun, you're trying to like shoot your friends or whatnot, like it, and
you can stop and go to the concert.
And
that's
a 50-story Travis Scott shows up in the middle of the map and is like rapping and performing and whatnot. That's what's going on.
Shooting each other?
Well, you stop shooting for that moment because like they make an event out of it, so you can't do none of the normal gameplay. You just got to watch the concert.
Also, too, this is like a little bit of this, like you have to put it into the universe sometimes. Because didn't she tweet in like 2020, "What is Fortnite?"
Sure did.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to like, what is it? Announce your intentions.
Now she hooked on playing it.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
But it also could have been like her manager be like, "Yo, we want you in Fortnite." And then she quickly went to social media like, "Yo, what is Fortnite?"
Right, and then got right back to it. You can have the games, everything that come with it.
Okay, guys, let's get into this. Didn't see this coming. Christian singer Amy Grant survived a horrible near-fatal bike accident last year. Naturally, this accident required Amy to undergo surgery, and interestingly enough, before the surgery, the doctor said, "Hey, we're going into your throat. Do you want a facelift?" And she said, "Dear God, no." Well, despite Amy saying no, she underwent a 5-hour surgery. And when Amy woke up, she said, "I didn't ask for it, but I came out of surgery and my neck was a little tighter. I felt like an old beat up car that went in and got a paint job and had the dents knocked out." And it was just, I mean, that's a gift. So what do you guys say about a surprise facelift or maybe neck lift maybe is...
Did they not hear her say no?
Maybe she was like drugged up when they asked her. She thought she said no and they really did it.
Yeah.
God did.
Right.
Well, at least she didn't wake up with a new booty. Remember what happened with that one lady? Yes. She woke up and had a whole BBL.
Oh, that's right. The older woman.
And they made her pay for it.
Yeah.
That's messed up.
Crazy.
That sounds kind of cute, though. I mean, it's just after you get past it, you're like, okay, well, I look much better. I'm glad they did do it after all.
Yeah.
If I say no, though, I can't wake up with a facelift.
But they went through her throat, so they must have did it in
throat.
I think they were talking about a throat lift. Like, who knows? Like, it might have been a real bad accident, and maybe they just had to, like...
Yeah, maybe they tightened it up.
A lot of queens would love a throat lift.
What does God think about this?
A throat lift and a facelift is the same thing?
God's plan.
Shut up, Gary.
Throat baby.
Did you say the queens would love a throat lift?
Yeah. You ever had one of those real good throat lifts?
Yes, honey.
They need it tightened up because it's loose.
Okay. Too much beating.
Everything in the too much in the throat.
Girl, give me a throat lift.
Wow, you know, I'm a child of God. Wow. I know nothing about this.
Wow.
I'm a whole virgin, so I'm moving on. Anyway, y'all. I'll tell y'all somebody who didn't get surgery, our girl Monica. Mm. On Twitter, one user posted a recent clip of Monica performing looking a little more thicker than normal with the caption, Monica got a BBL? That's not the Monica I grew up on.
Girl. Rewind for a second.
Yeah,
what?
That's not Angel.
Boom. Boom. No, ma'am, bitch. Boom. Miss Monica, that ain't no pads, girl. I'm sorry. That ain't no pads, girl.
And just to let you guys know, Monica's not having that, okay? Check out what she had to say.
Let me tell y'all something. For me, a BBL would mean bought by Linda, because that's all I got. Let me show y'all what I got. Watch it. This is what this
girl got.
And this
girl.
Thanks. Mama don't play.
She did good.
I don't know.
You know. Girl, Monica needs to stop that, girl.
I don't know, we love her dearly.
You know damn well that's not she didn't have, girl, a pad don't jiggle like that.
Well, it wasn't jiggling.
Did it jiggle?
Her booty was jiggling, Brad.
I said she didn't get one, y'all, so let it go.
It looked pretty firm and sturdy, but I know women be doing little, like, undergarment witchcraft, little booty.
Have y'all seen her booty before? Like, have y'all compared
it
to another?
Monica has never had booty.
Never.
Have y'all been able to compare to another booty?
Monica has never had booty.
And most of the times I see pictures of her, she's sitting down. Maybe she was trying to hide these weapons of ass destruction the entire time, and we're just now really getting to see it from a better angle.
Monica had booty since those white shoes she had on. She was sitting on that corner, honey. That song. She ain't had no boots with them white shoes, but she was sitting on that corner. Sing that song. So
y'all better leave more alone.
We love Monica.
Y'all
Monica
better
girl.
Leave more alone. She said that's her booty, and that's that, and that's what she said.
Yeah.
I'm happy
to keep it real. Sorry, I'm just Googling Monica booty, and all kinds of things are coming up here.
Yeah, just like Clint said, I didn't have relationships with that woman. Right.
It might have been there the whole time.
But what made you decide this time to wear that little spandex look?
Because you
outfit?
Gotta compete. Because everybody out there showing off the moment, so you gotta shed back some layers.
Sometimes maybe she gained a little weight. Maybe she's got those like those shape things on that just takes it and moves it around a little bit, you know?
Okay, well she sure maybe does. We love Monica.
Lord.
All right, well up next, honey, I know who did, honey, Miss Lost Pimpins, honey, is back with her boobog. Jordan, but she has just one regret about their short-lived breakup. Find out what it is after the break.
Larsa's on
Why you had to say Loss of Pippins?
Because she's had six BBLs.
Because she'd had some damn
no
surgery.
S.
She's on her six
Loss of Pippins, like Mary Poppins.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, so we all know Larsa Pimpins and Marcus Jordan recently broke up for a couple of days and got right back together. But during an interview, Larsa revealed what she regretted the most during their breakup, and here's what she had to say. I wish I didn't delete those photos. I didn't even archive them. I couldn't archive them. I just deleted them, and I was just emotional and impulsive, I guess. I'm a Cancer, so I'm an emotional person, so I feel like if you're not loving me the right way, I can distance myself and catch a beat.
And what does being a Cancer have to do with it? I'm a Cancer and I'm not emotional, honey. So, you know, so she needs to come with something new.
It's debatable.
Well, you are definitely emotional.
Well, I involuntarily found out that Larsa Pimpins is my birthday twin.
Oh.
Have you ever done this?
I want to denounce this Cancer. I
want to
denounce
get traded
my
to another sign.
There's so many other fabulous, beautiful people
there
that
are.
Have
Missy
the same
Elliott
birthday.
Was my favorite Cancer.
Yes.
So, yeah. And I'm twins with Curtis Jackson, 50 Cent. But,
and true legend.
And true. But I.
Yeah, because you don't seem to remember to talk about me when I'm not
I'm
here.
I'm sorry.
I do recall, as a matter of fact. Y'all was talking about hair products. And you and Gary, punk ass.
What happened?
Said every product in the world but Kaleidoscope.
Oh, no, ma'am, bitch. I will talk about Kaleidoscope.
But you did not. I watched the show,
and I
was like...
We did. What had happened was...
Y'all said
what
nothing.
Was, no,
and Tia didn't even put it in the prep.
No. I'm going to tell you.
I was like, damn, the producers don't have my back neither.
No, what had happened was we had said it, but Trevor was moving the gym.
Hold up.
We're not going to bring Trevor into this.
I already know that's a lie.
lot, but that's okay.
No, he was.
You
great.
Got a great birthday, and that's True Legends' birthday as well. And there's so yes, many beautiful people that have that birthday. We're not going to put lots of pimpins in the same category.
But believe it or not, though, Brett, that was a scheme that Todd set up.
Yeah, because Trevor knew he was moving to gym before I said it.
I said, you didn't name all these other people. That's next to us on the shelf.
I'm
sorry. My face is on my product.
She named everybody at Sally's.
Everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Just for me, TCB.
I was watching Waiting, saying, Kaleidoscope by the Brat.
Why
the
Brat. Are you making it worse?
Brat got products. Brat. Y'all was talking about hair stuff. Beyonce's hairline, I think.
Oh, and I never would not give Kaleidoscope props, bitch. Kaleidoscope, girl. Go get it in the store, need you. Nah.
That's right.
Kaleidoscope, okay?
Anyway, y'all, moving on. It's time for
What the Fashion?
Blake Lively had the girls gagging when she strutted into the Super Bowl alongside her bestie Taylor Swift in her Adidas Balenciaga athleisure look, y'all. Ooh. And of course, y'all, this wasn't any tracksuit. This one doubled as shoes. Look at the photo she posted of her pants shoes with the caption, last week I left my kids for the first time ever and wore pants that were shoes.
What?
Can we also call them shants? So you gotta take the whole thing off, like if your feet hurt or you get a pebble in your
shoe. Gary, you have some of these?
I don't have, but bitch, that's one, though, honey. I love
that
look.
It's very cute.
Yes, ma'am, baby. That's Balenciaga and Adidas.
Yeah. Why do you put an N in it?
And Tiffany.
Why do you put an N in it? Balenciaga.
Because it's B-A-L-E-N-I-N-C-G-A.
Keep going. Keep going. Help everybody out.
That's all right. There's no N, okay?
Akilah in the B, he is not.
All right, y'all. Speaking of fashion, Gary went out wearing a fabulous suit to the Urban One Honors airing this Sunday. Ooh. He got to talk to Lifetime Achievement honoree Dionne Warwick and all of the stars. We have that right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome to Dish Nation, y'all. I'm here in my finest fabrics, honey, at the 2024 Urban One Honors, and I'm here to dish with the stars. How you doing, Miss Warwick? Merry Christmas.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. You look fabulous. Yes. Hi. Straight from Dish Nation.
I hear you.
And I love your music. And I always tell everybody, when somebody tell me something crazy, I say, baby, just walk on by.
You telling them the right thing to do.
Walk on by.
I hear you. Walk on by.
Well, Ms. Warwick, it was nice seeing you. You look fabulous, honey, and have a great night, and congratulations on your honor.
Thank you, darling. I appreciate
Hi, Thelma. Nice to see you. Michael, Merry Christmas.
It's Ralph, Gary.
Ralph, damn it. JJ.
Where
oh, you're beautiful. All right, y'all. Now, here we're with Dish Nation. I mean, I'm so glad to see y'all. And I know y'all hear this, but we watch Good Times every Saturday on TV One. I was watching it before I came here, honey, so nice seeing y'all here in person. So, Ralph, I'm sure you watch Dish Nation. So we do a segment on the show titled, honey, What the Fashion. So I want y'all to judge this beautiful suit that I'm wearing tonight, honey, and tell me what you think about it.
I think it's gorgeous.
You're lighting up the night.
You have to get some weights to hold you down.
Oh, that is so me. So, October, nice to see you again.
Nice to see you, too.
So what brings you out today?
I'm out here to perform my song Back to Your Place off my Rebirth of Marvin album.
Back to my place?
Mm-hmm. Back to your place. That's
Well, that's all right. I live in a room.
It's all good. It's all good.
So, okay. So now October. So Mary J. Blige, you know, she had this song out, I'm Not Gonna Cry Anymore. So what are you not gonna cry about anymore in 2024?
I'm not gonna cry about bills anymore.
He got money now.
Hey, it's doing good.
That's good, honey. That's right, honey. Acknowledge that.
That's right. That's right. You know, blessed.
So, Pinky, how y'all doing tonight?
We're not pregnant, so we're doing great. Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. What happened?
I had a baby 40 days ago, so I'm outside for real, so I feel good.
Oh, my. So, Mr. Hayes, so I'm telling you, y'all are looking dapper. I love the ensemble, the black and white, the red, honey. You know, we do a segment on Dish Nation called What the Fashion. So I want y'all to judge this fabulous suit that I'm wearing tonight.
I love it. It's giving First Sunday. Okay, you own the church.
Oh, no, she didn't, bitch. Girl, not First
Sunday. All the collection play money is going to you, okay?
That is so me. Pinky, I will never eat another vegan sandwich again.
Y'all, that's fabulous.
People talking about this beautiful suit I'm wearing tonight. What you think about this lovely suit?
It is shiny and cute. You know what it looked like? This is, hold on. See, if I say this, he gonna be trying to bag on me later on. No, because it's a really good suit. This was done very, very well. But it looked like, what's them hats that be in like the Mexican restaurant? You know the ones when they sing and it has It's like the velvet with this pattern on top of it. It's a sombrero suit, but it's cute.
So you're telling me my head like it came out of a Mexican restaurant?
I suddenly want guacamole.
Latoya, I want you to have a great day. Good luck to you and your endeavors, honey.
Frankie Beverly and Maze, that was one of the first tours we went on in our lives with Toni Braxton. So that was one of Toni's first major tours, and we were her background singers. So I'm really, really excited about seeing them get their accolades tonight.
Well, that is so nice. And you know what? We love Frankie Beverly. I love Dionne Warwick. This girl say, baby, do you know the way to San Jose? I still haven't found it.
La, 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 la.
Trina, I was telling some of these down there. I said, girl, y'all don't know nothing about no damn Dionne Warwick. Girl, that's old school, baby. We know Miss Warwick.
I'm still trying to get my psychic reading.
Oh.
Hello.
Come on here, Roland.
What?
What you doing looking like a la Tala?
Oh, look at you. Nice drapes.
How you doing, B?
Good. Get
it. I haven't seen you in minutes. I see you enough on TV.
I know.
You're looking fab.
Thank you. I like your jacket.
Well, it's a suit, Miss B. Catch it on.
I'm sorry. I didn't look down. I'm sorry. I like your suit.
Thank you. Because you know how
don't start roasting me now. You know how you get.
I'm a Christian. Okay, now tell me this stuff. You know Mary J. Blige wrote the song, honey, I'm not going to cry anymore. Now, what are we not going to cry anymore in 2024?
Can I cuss?
Yes.
These.
Oh, bitch.
Well, we not going to cry about y'all no more, okay? Period. It's a wrap.
Oh. Girl, I think I'm going to drop the mic on that one, honey.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Hi, well, Queen Latifah is usually the one handing out advice, but this time she's sharing what she received by one of her closest friends and manager. Check it out.
So I was going through a breakup. I was stressed out. It was all this stuff going on, and he was like, yo, D, it ain't that serious. And I don't know why, but those words just hit me like a ton of bricks.
Yeah. I be needing to do that, because I'm a Cancer.
Too, like, when y'all don't support me when I'm not here.
Right, we love you.
I'm just saying, go ahead, I'm sorry.
But my thing is, I wonder what he did to make her break up with him.
Nope. Nope.
I just thought, like, the Matrix, I dodged that one.
Yeah.
You never know.
That's a scheme that Gary set up.
Yep, that's a scheme.
You never
right
know
now
what somebody's going through. And it's something else to see, like, Queen Latifah experiencing it, too. It's like someone you feel like has all the success in the world, has everything they could ever want.
She's human.
Right.
Yeah. So
another great thing of advice is don't live there. Like, don't live in it. I had flooded my basement one time. I was running water from washing baby bottles.
No.
I run upstairs and I realized I step in like a puddle this thick in my bathroom. And I called my wife. She was like, let it go. Don't live there. Those words like Latifah hit me like a ton of bricks. And I was like, you know what? Woosah. There was nothing we could do but fix it.
Yeah. I'm going to use that in court.
Don't live.
Don't live there.
Your Honor, I don't live there.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.